What's up, everybody? Welcome to Renewed and Reminded. This is none other than Quanita Deloach. I am here to give you your 10 minutes of value on the go. Yes, I'm excited because we get to do what the enemy cannot do. And that is literally give God the praise from our heart and know that he sees us in a way that the enemy sees us not. The enemy sees all your failures. He sees all your fake and phoniness. He wants to capitalize on that so that he can go tell God you're not serious enough to serve him. However, I believe that God has come to show us the abundant life, which means that we have to abundantly remain in the truth. So when we are faking in front, and God already knows that, but he's looking to see what will you choose anyways. Will you fold under pressure? Will you be who you said you will be out your mouth? That's what he really is looking for. So today, we're not going to waste any time. We're going to go ahead and get this intro done. And this is your 10 minutes of value. So I'm very excited, as you can tell from the sound of my voice. This is much up, like more up to beat. I'm not going to be like, you know, kind of like a very slow motion sound here. You know, when you feel like it's a Monday. Yeah, that's sometimes how Mondays feel. You know, it's like the beginning of the week and you're slowing down and you're trying to consider like, how do I even approach the week when I'm just concerned about the day? So I wanted to give you 4 to 5 tips on understanding that two to three things that are most important. Okay, so I'm gonna give you 4 to 5 tips to give you two things that are really important about how to start your week. Now remember, today is Monday. And usually for me, my week starts on Sunday, but Monday is the beginning of the work week. So let's go ahead and let's get into these tips. Tip 1. You have to wake up and pray. This is the number one tip I can tell you, because when I tell you, like, you know how when you wake up you have automatically bad breath? This is immediately, compare that to the enemy. As soon as you wake up, he's already on that with you. He's on a level 1,000. He does not like that you woke up. He does not care that you are maybe not feeling well. He doesn't care that you had something going on. He doesn't care that maybe you are trying. He doesn't care that times are hard. He is still going to be on that with you because you are a child of the Lord. You are a child of God, and he hates anything that God creates. That is why he's trying to recreate things till this very day. He literally thinks that he can overpower you and me by simply going back and telling you and myself what you used to do before God got you going in the direction you are now. So the way you can fight that during the week, right, and especially on a Monday, especially before you step outside your house, before you start your car, before you go in there and make breakfast, before you even literally step out the bed sometimes, you have to begin with prayer. Now, this is a high key note, remember, so this is the one you want to write down or memorize. You cannot pray a short fake prayer. Let me give you an example. Lord, thank you for waking me up. And then you get up and you worry. Then you get up and you complain. And then you get up and start wondering, can I make it through today? Oh, I ain't ready for this. Don't nobody start nothing with me. Wait a minute. Now, the Bible does say don't pray and worry. The Bible also says don't pray and complain. Don't pray and worry about tomorrow or what you should eat or drink. Don't pray and do, okay, so you got it. So what am I meaning by don't get up and say a fake prayer? Because you're setting yourself up for basically like a mouse trap. You know how the mouse always loves cheese? So when you set this mouse trap, just like you set up this prayer in the morning, it's very non-genuine. It's not connected to your heart. It's just with your lips, and because of a habit, maybe you have to get yourself out of the out of the routine to get back in tune with the spirit. Because maybe your prayer can be short, but it has to be genuine. Maybe your prayer can be short, but it has to be heartfelt. Maybe your short prayer can be short, but it has to be, hear me, with love. It has to be with connection. And the biggest thing, this is the one you want to write down, high key note, your prayer has to be authentic. It has to be real. It cannot be because I know that my grandmama, auntie, cousin, sister was a pastor's wife, and so I'm going off their glory. No, you have to strive and dig and run on your own walk in salvation to pray a prayer for you on that day. Yes, grandmama does pray for us, for those that are still alive and praying for us, but guess what? Grandmamas need prayer too. So not only are they praying for us, they're praying for themselves. So we got to stop looking and thinking that we can depend on what we see. We have to do what the Bible says, amen? Because the Bible does tell us to prepare and be ready to know that the unseen things are permanent. These seen things are not. So again, the number one thing is prayer. Not a fake prayer. Not a fake short prayer. You want to give yourself an evaluation real quick and say, am I meaning this, God? I mean what I say to God. You know what? All day, I'm going to make sure I don't do this just for God. All day, God, walk with me. All day today, be in my day. All day today, God, drive with me. Help me to get to my job safely. That's something that you cannot see. You don't even know what's going to happen when you get on the road. That is why prayer is the help to our provision. God knows, but we need to let him know that he is our provider. Otherwise, we get up, we say, God, thank you for waking me up this morning and, you know, be with me. And then we go and tell everybody else, where you going? You ain't going to help me? You ain't going to do this? You ain't? And God is like, I'm here. I'm going to help you. All right? Let's get into tip two. Tip two. This is so genuine. I want you to remind yourself that, you know, I'm always metaphoric, but I'm going to be quick and short because I only got 10 minutes, right? The second one is to renew your mind. And to renew your mind, you also have to do the same thing that we do every day before we get out of the house, which is brush our teeth and mouthwash. This is important. You got to wash your face, of course, too. So, you know, these physical things are important because when you go without them, it's obvious. But here's the thing. Spiritually speaking, it is obvious when you are not renewed in your mind because your actions in the spirit or even your response in the natural when you're faced with the warring of the spirit, you will face it carnally. You will face it with your words. You will face it and find frustration and irritation. And you'll be quick to convert to what you used to do versus fight it in the spirit because now you have not built that enough up to respond in the time of attack. Now, hear me, you've built it up, but you haven't built it up in a time where you are being attacked. So that's totally different. So in order for you to do that, just like you mouthwash, brush your teeth, wash your face, you want to get up and begin to put word in your mouth. Begin to read the Bible. Begin to do a devotional. It is going to be difficult because it's going to throw you out of your normal, I assume I made provisions for myself. However, for you that are believers, you understand that God is your provider. The fact that you woke up with breath, you can give God praise alone. Amen? Because that is who he is. He is the breath that we breathe in and out every day. It is by his will that we are living and moving and having a being every single day. We do not want to keep taking that for granted, especially in 2022. All right, so tip three. My most important tip. You got number one. You got number two. Number three, I want you to put in your car. Number three is having the word on the go. Having the word on the go with you is a reminder constantly for you to have a measurement of faith where you are. How often do you get in the car and turn the radio on? Immediately when you hear the radio, whatever is on, it begins to take a toll. You know how when you drive on a highway, especially here in Texas, we have these toll roads. We have e-pass or we have to pay by mail. Either one, you're gonna have to pay. Now hear me. Spiritually speaking, when you get in your car, there's a toll. Either way, you're gonna have to pay. You can pay spiritually or you can pay the world. You can sit here and listen to the world all day in your car and as you go, and then when it's time to pay, you're gonna pay up in the worldly things. However, when you look for an expectation of God to show up, he gonna remind you what was in your spirit. So Cardi B and the city girls is going to show up when you need to pray. Because that's what you've been listening to. Come on, amen. I'm not sitting up here playing with you. I know it because I was one of them. I sit up there and listen to, you know, let's see, what's a good song? Maybe Molly Music. And then I wanted to hear something else. Okay, well, now I want to hear this. What's another song? Yeah, just any song that the radio could play. They be playing all kind of stuff. Oh, you know, whatever. And the tempo of that song begins to, what is it? What is the tone? What are you paying? Mind you, I'm not saying that you are not going to not battle with what sound to hear. I'm not telling you that. I still battle with that. What I am going to tell you is that even though you hear it, you do not have to be provoked anymore. You don't have to be feeling like this song is driving you to do what it is literally proclaiming over you. You can disagree with this. That's why you change the radio station. And for my car, I have it usually on the gospel radio station, or I have it on just jazz and blues, things that will allow my thoughts to soothe themselves or stay meditated on the word of God. However, there is times where I'm like, oh, let me see what this station is. Oh, let me see. And I'm like, oh, I know this old song, right? Usher's Confessions. I know this song. Okay, this is old. And as soon as I start thinking about the words, there is a conviction to know that, oh, I got to turn this. Now, that takes maturity. I'm not saying that everybody's going to be there, especially if you're a new babe, or even if you're an older babe and you never understood that words being confessed, even in a song, can be linked to curses over you. It's going to come to a time where you have to study. You'll understand that. However, I am saying tip 3 is that you want the word on the go. So if that means you're putting sticky notes in your car, you're putting a book in your car where you are writing scriptures down that you come to reference with, say you got road rage one day, you put in the book, hey, you know, what does God say about anger? So you're going to write those scriptures down. So when you find yourself parked in the parking lot upset because somebody did something, read your scripture so that you can reference God more than your anger, because the spirit of anger is real. Trust me, that's another podcast coming out in the new year, because there are things that we don't even deal with because we think that we're dealing with it in an emotion, when really the emotion is handling our spirit and we're quenching God's opportunity to hear him. Woo! Just dropped the bar on y'all. But here nor there, number 3 is have the word on the go. Have it on your phone, maybe make it your screensaver. Have it where you can have it on your dash, right? Get some tape, write it down. Writing the word down, pen and paper, is really good metaphorically and physically and spiritually, because you're memorizing it, you know what it says, and you know where to find it. And then you're actually doing the work with your hand, okay? So the hands of the work, the hands that your work, how am I saying this? The hands that are doing the work are also being of the work, because you're thinking about what you're writing, if that makes sense. So having the word on the go is tip number 3. So if you work in a place where you're stationary, like clerical, you can have work, you can have the word on the go right there. If you are, you know, like my husband, he's constantly traveling, so he has to have mostly on his phone or in the things that he takes with him. So you have the word on the go. If you're like me, you're a parent, word is everywhere. Word is in every subject. Word is on every book. Word is the word of God is everywhere to remind me that when challenges come up, he is there also. We need to have that with us, okay? I'm not talking about you going to buy something at the Dollar Tree and calling that decoration. No. I'm saying something heartfelt, connected, something that you look to and reverence every day. For example, in my car, I have a green sticky note. Yes, it is. It's all crumbly and jacked up because I've been folded it a whole bunch of times, but it won't stick now. So what I have done is I put it in my glove compartment until I can get some tape, and I'm going to put it on my sun visor where I get my sunglasses. And so every day when I get in the car, I'm going to see that sticky note there. And that sticky note says actually this, and I've said this before on the podcast, I think last year, my God specializes in miracles and can do the impossible. That's what my sticky note says. Now, when I get in my car and I see that, when I'm worried about something that is impossible or I don't know how I'm going to solve that, that takes all of that weight immediately away because I give it to God. Now, remember, he told us to do what? Cast our thoughts? No, cast our cares. Cares are the things that we carry in our what? Our heart. So our heart begins to have the thought to wonder, how do I, the flesh part of me, solve this? We don't need to do that anymore. God is going to do that for us if we give him the room. If we renew, remember number 2, renew our minds to have what? Have the word in us. All right, now I might be getting a little winded, so I'm going a little bit right at that mark of 10 minutes. So let's finish up with tip 4 and make sure you understand the 2 important things about how to start your week. Last tip. You have to do this every single day. This is not just the beginning of the week, but do this every single day. You want to worship before you work. When I mean worship, I mean, I'm not saying you need to be crying and falling out and, you know, to where you just can't even get yourself together. What I mean is you want to reverence God in a way that you're worshiping him in a place that is true, honest love, and that you can feel like, God, you're with me and I'm ready to start my day. For example, maybe in the morning as you're doing your routine, just simply tell yourself, God, I invite you in. As you are worshiping, your mind begins to shift off of what is today going to bring. How am I going to do this? Do I have gas? Did I clean this? Did I do that? Did I do this? What about what's this coming up? How much is that going to be? Your mind literally starts running 99 miles per hour when you get up. However, to control that, to pull it back into concentration, you need to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to worship. Shift your mind set on God. So even if you have to put a praise worship song on, you know, or even if you go way back, you know, I was telling my sister, I have to go back to the foundational songs. I have to go back to saying, I've been working for Jesus for a long time and I'm not tired yet. Yes, I'm young. Yes, there is things that have made me tired, but I am not tired yet to serve the Almighty God who created the heaven and the earth, who also created me, who created my children. He created my spouse. He created the things that I don't even know that I need, but he created them for me. He's still creating things for me to be here on the earth. He's creating protection for me in the spirit. He created the armor for me to put on so that I can fight, and when I get hit, I can hit back. Amen. This is the God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Even if you have to go a cappella and solo, this is a great opportunity. You ain't got to worry about how you sound. You got to worry about, are you genuine? Again, you got to worry about, are you authentic? Are you being real? Or are you pretending? Because the spirit can be quenched. And it's not because you're thirsty. It's because character has not been developed. Amen? So that's the last thing, is to worship before you work. I'm telling you, if you have not done it, I started doing it maybe the last year in my military career. Every single running PT moment, I used to very much dislike it. I'm like, how do I get out of this? I'm going to sit up here and run slower. I'm going to fall out in the back. I'm going to be in the final formation. Like, no, I begin to understand, if I worship God before I got out there, I'm thinking in my head, yes, we yelling this cadence, this military one, but in my head, I'm over here remixing it. Anybody knows me, you know, I'm pretty poetic, so it just runs in my veins, you know, so does it for my sister, so does it for many people that are near me. And so they're saying, you know, 1, 2, 3, on your left, on your left. And I'm over here, Jesus, on the main line. Call them, you know, I'm just making stuff up in my head to keep running, because, you know, you usually got to run 2 miles and you don't stop. You're running 2, take a break, and you run 2 at 1 there, take a break, run back. Anywho, that's a little military, clip it. But mentally shifting myself, I was able to forget how much I dislike running in the morning at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. But because I begin to understand, like, I'm out here with God, I'm gonna just worship God and sing this song to him and run. And I'm just, you know, I'm actually getting better. I'm feeling better. I'm thinking in my head, it's going to be all right. I don't care what comes today. God is with me. And that's because I shifted my atmosphere by my understanding, even though I did something that is normal and very much predictable, because in the military, you have to do PT every morning. But it shifted because I was always thinking about how I didn't like it before. And then it shifted to understanding. I know that I may still not understand all the military stands for, but I know what God stands for, and I can replace my actions of how I done this before. So that's a little tip right there, y'all. Definitely begin to worship. So the worship songs in your car while you're driving, showering, even just, I'm telling you, a cappella, when you really just thinking about, like, there's something about the name Jesus, that song is very good. Even with another one, for me is nobody greater, or even There's Nobody Like Jesus, or even just singing my favorite song of all time. is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And you keep going in the harmony of three. And then you start thinking about, what do you need? Healing. Okay. He's a healer, healer, healer. And you go on to the next three. Provider, provider, provider. And then they said, what is his name? His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Amen. You can teach these things to your children. You can teach these things to your nieces and nephew. They need to know them, because in that time in the world right now, those songs are what are going to call the spirit of God in them to be alive. Not some of this fast stuff. Some of this fast stuff sound a little bit mixed up sometimes, but it's the older songs that have roots, that go real deep, that make you feel it, not only feel, but know God is real. You want to teach those things to your children, nieces, nephews, family members, or even you want to be able to sing that with your family members. You know, it's nothing wrong. Somebody has to start it. Okay, somebody start it, somebody will finish, right? You be the leader, people will follow. God has put you in place to be that. It will happen. Amen. So my four tips, I've given you those. Now the two most important, dun, 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 dun. Y'all like my little fake sound button? Dun, 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 dun. All right, my last two important things for you is, one, represent love. Be a loving being every single day you can. Love better. You know, God said that I am love, and the greatest of these are love. So to really be Christ-like, we have to be love. We have to be loving. We have to be showing ourselves like love. No, does that mean that we let people run us over and act crazy? Absolutely not. Okay, that is not what I'm saying. However, it is treating things that are coming against us in love, by correcting it through love and responding by love. How do I do that? Let me give you a few examples. Say your car is started and everything's going, but your child has missed the bus. Okay, so now that's going to mess you up with your time frame, getting to work, and that's your normal routine. Now hear me. There's a reason why your normal routine is thrown off, because maybe your normal routine does not have a challenge. And maybe it's time for growth. So you got to start thinking, what is God needing me to do today? So with that mindset, now that my child has missed the bus, you're going to be in his car. And you're going, today, we both going to talk about how you've been doing. Take the opportunity to gain the trust of your child versus, I'm going to sit here and complain to you about, well, you're going to get on this bus and don't have, you know how it is. Come on now. Because there's an opportunity missed, that really there was a seed that needed to be sown for the routine to be thrown off that way. There's something that God needs you to do, and you have to be available to see what it is. Otherwise, you wake up and feel like, it's so important for me to not miss school, when it is important for me to miss God. You do not want to pass that on to your children. Amen. Okay, so that was tip, my most important tip, tip one. Tip two is, you have to drive the day with the Lord. What do I mean by that? Throughout the day, you want to keep checking in on God. You know how you check your phone every time you think it ring, but it's somebody else's phone ringing? You know what I'm talking about. Now stop playing. You hear the little ding. Come on, you iPhoners. You Androids, you hear that. And boom. You looking because you thinking that somebody's on that phone. Well, praise God that God gives us the opportunity to know that he is omnipotent. What does that mean? He's everywhere at all times and all places with all people that are his. There are people in the earth, yes, that are not his. We're not talking about them. We're talking about you, the children of God. The children of God that know that they are children of God and want to be recognized, which means you're going to have to follow and hear and hearken your heart to his voice. Therefore, you have to keep in communication with him, okay? And the way you do that is simply just checking on God. Like, God, how you doing? God, what you doing? God, they got me doing this again. Woo, God, my feet hurt. You know, just literally making that relationship more intimate with him, because he is there. And when you start using God only, you maybe feel like he's a blanket to you. You feel like God is further from you. You may feel like God is just, he's there, but he's not there with you. So I want to encourage you to start saying, my God, what, how you doing today? You know, because we talk about my car, my bills, my problems. Come on, y'all know that song. I ain't even gonna sing it, but can you? Oh, she said mine, right? Okay, so why are we proclaiming things that are physical but can't proclaim the things that are spiritual? Come on, we got to grow up in the faith, and we got to grow up in our walk, and that's what we're going to do, amen? So we're going to start saying, that's my God, because he is my God. And I know that God is going to be doing the right things for all of us And that's how he does it. He does it through us proclaiming that he is ours. And he already told us that we are his. As a matter of fact, he said that we are his precious jewel. So it's about time we understand and stop letting the devil try to pimp us. Stop letting the devil try to convince us that we are not because of what we used to do. But we are healed, blessed, and delivered, and prosperous. Amen. All right, well, that's your 10 minutes of value. You got 4 tips with 2 of my top things that you should be doing. And again, you are the head and not beneath. So remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, stand, because God is already on the scene. All right, love, peace, and harmony. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.